This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on June 15th, 2011. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
In that continued effort, the next items on our agenda are draft notices of availability for rulemaking petitions submitted by James Madison Center for Free Speech and the petition filed by Representative Chris Van Hollen. And we will hear from Ms. Helmsley of the General Counsel's Office. Mr. Knopp and Mr. Lutz also assisted on these documents. Please proceed when ready, Counsel.
Thank you, Chair Bowerly. Commissioners, good morning. The next two agenda items, 11-35 and 11-36, are notices of availability for petitions for rulemaking received by the Commission from the James Madison Center for Free Speech and U.S. Representative Chris Van Hollen, respectively. The notices announce the availability of each petition for public comment. Should the Commission approve the notices, we will take the steps to have them published in the Federal Register. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Counsel. Is there a discussion on one or both of the documents? Commissioner McGann.
Thank you. I can support these. One question I'm trying to find. When was the James Madison Center petition filed?
January 26th.
What year?
2010.
A year and a half ago? Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
And as my colleague knows, we have been attempting to work on a rulemaking, and that is why this petition was not made available, because it has always been incorporated into the drafts, as was reflected in all of the work that we attempted to do last year while Commissioner Peterson was chair. And so, yes, now we are taking action on the petition itself, because we are apparently unable at this point to take action on the NPRM. This was available for the Commission to put out all of last year, but I think we had consensus not to do that while we were trying to work on a rulemaking. So while the Chair last year could have put it out, I think it was – he didn't – I assume he did not, because we were working on a rulemaking to attempt to get that out. So they're both on the agenda today. The second one has come in more recently than the one from the James Madison Center. Is there any further discussion? Are there any motions? Vice Chair Hunter?
Yes, I move to approve agenda document 11-35, and just wanted to note, as it notes in the document and in the cover memo, that this is part of a regulatory procedure whereby if somebody sends in a petition that's properly, that follows all the requirements, that the Commission publish it for public inspection and for statements in support or opposition of the petition to even do a rulemaking. So it doesn't necessarily launch a rulemaking, it just asks the public whether we should whether we should begin one or not.
Is there any discussion on the motion? Commissioner Peterson.
I'll just say the obvious thing that I hope that those out there who review this notice will look at it and give us the feedback that would be very helpful for us. You know, we've been talking a lot today, and we've said we want to hear what others have to say. Well, this does provide a vehicle to hear what others have to say about. I mean, this one, as I mentioned, the first one deals more specifically with Citizens United issues, but the second one also deals with independent expenditures. And look forward to hearing the comments that we receive back.
Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm happy to support the motion. I had attempted to insert another question into the notice that would say, if we commence a rulemaking, what other issues? Are there other issues that we should consider, and what are they in the context of that rulemaking? But that was crossed out by my colleagues. I was told I wasn't allowed to ask that question either in the context of the notice of availability. So I will just personally issue my appeal from the table that anyone who comments on either of these petitions should feel free to comment fulsomely and address whatever issues you think are raised by the petitions. Thanks.
Any other discussion on the motion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries 6-0. Is there another motion? Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have a feeling that My colleagues would probably prefer that I make this motion, and I'm happy to do so. I move approval of agenda document number 1136 and direct counsel to publish the notice in the Federal Register and make whatever technical and conforming changes are required.
Any discussion on the motion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries 6-0. Thank you, counsel.